Yeah, I feel 50-50 on this one. I'm down to give it to you. I keep going back to, no, she did not use it, but she was in a room where it reacted.
Yeah.
An environment where it was reacting with the other Dawn Shard. But was she using it? No, she was not. But I have no problem with you marking it off. I think it's as close as we could have really gotten to this happening, so I'm cool with it.
Welcome back to Following Noah Dawn, the Stormlight Podcast. This week is our bingo episode for Wind and Truth. I don't know if it's been highly anticipated, but I have highly anticipated it. Paul, how are you?
Oh, it is highly anticipated. It's been what the people have been waiting for this whole time. You know, finishing up the book, talking about it, whatever. People want to know who won in bingo.
Elliot, how are you?
I don't know. I am far too competitive for these kinds of things, because if you put any challenge in front of me, I got to win, especially against my little brother. So I'm kind of nervous maybe actually about this is going to go, but I'm confident. I'm going to crush the two of you in Wind and Truth Bingo. Let's go.
I am absolutely not confident. I went full send on ethers, and we all know how that went. So not confident at all. We are going to start with Elliot's board, because Elliot is more... I haven't touched my board in like 4 months. I have vague memories of it. Paul, how is your memory on your board?
My memory on my board? Like what?
Like, how do you feel about how your board went?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I feel pretty good about my board. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
Okay. We'll go with Elliot, since he's been more or less filling this out until the end. Elliot, take us through it, and I will try to take away as many points as I can.
Yeah, I've taken occasional notes.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Ever since talking about taking points away, how are we doing this?
Okay, all right, yeah. Do we need to define a winner before? So obviously, if you get a bingo, a full five in a row, then you win. I don't think we're going to have multiple fives in a row. But
are we going to have any fives in a row?
Right, so then if that happens, then you win. If we get a tie of two bingos, then it would be the most cleared board after your bingo would be the winner, surely.
Okay. Like, yes. No, I understand that. I'm wondering about how mean are you going to be to us, Trevor?
Oh, on like the definitions?
Yeah, on getting things.
Oh, I'm going to fight you tooth and nail and everything, because I think my board is a disaster.
I think we should start with Trevor's board.
No.
Discussion. Let him get his stuff. We'll be nice to him. We'll let him get his little couple squares.
I am not confident in my board at all, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Anyways, and I play to be nice to both of you for the record.
Okay. So let's call it this way. If you get five in a row, you win, unless there's a tie for five in a row, then we'll do most cleared. After that, we'll do four in a row. If you have four in a row, then you win. And same rules. If there's two people with four in a row, then we'll have most cleared after that. If there's no fours, then we'll do most boxes checked off, doesn't matter where they are.
Okay, that's where I was most boxes. I'm more concerned. My question was concerning how strict are we being on marking off boxes, but I guess we will get to that.
That's the whole debate.
That's what's yet to be told. Okay,
correct. You got to convince the other two.
You got to go to bat for your box. All right, Elliot, take us away.
To kick us off, I had some on here that I thought 100% sure I would be getting, and I don't think I did. And then there's others that I thought were complete long shots, and they're the most undeniable ones on my board. But let's just go top left and go across. TN speaks dialogue. I don't think so. There's some weird random, like, and a voice said so-and-so that maybe you could make. I don't think so. This next one, there's a few of these that are very notes lawyery. More than two high spren die from anti-light. I'm trying to think back. I think the answer is no. We definitely had one.
I think we definitely had one. And we almost had two.
We almost had two.
But not more than two.
But it was definitely Leighton's Spren. Moash kills Leighton's Spren.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
With Antilite, and that's it?
And almost kills Vienta. Spren died in the...
Vienta almost dies. Well, Yatil's Spren almost dies. Moraes' Spren almost dies. But they don't.
Right. Then no Spren died in the perpendicularity exploding, right?
Don't think so.
Like when we hopped into the spiritual realm.
Documented, I don't think.
Yeah. So, that's a no.
Moving on, an entire chapter is dedicated to Fabriel's light and light mechanics. We checked this off a while ago. There was an early, 12 chapters in chapter that was largely about that. More than three Dawn Shards are named or defined. We got one. No.
Two.
Yes.
Two. Well, I think two.
Even if it is two, it's not more than three. It's not
four. Yeah, right. We didn't get four, so.
So, absolutely not. Top right, a third bondsmith swears the first day. I thought for sure. I had it on the diagonal. It was going to win me the game. We didn't see it. We didn't get a third bondsmith, did we?
In fact, we had the third shard run.
Yeah, you're right. Bye.
Yeah.
Lyft declares she is not hungry. I think I'm most proud of this one because she pretty much does exactly that in one of her chapters. So I got credit for that. Gavinor, yeah,
that was a good one.
The Lyft stuff is usually good. Gavinor or Oroden bond a Spren. Yeah, no.
That one definitely could have happened the way the story went, but not quite.
Yeah, adult Gavinor, definitely odds of bonding a Spren, I feel like, go up. But no, not that we saw, at least.
I think both of those will happen at some point in the future, but not in Book 5.
Right. All right. The origin is mentioned. This one happened. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. Definitely happened.
Yep.
I noted this down as definitely happened.
So it happens off in a mocking sense because Ishar makes fun of Kaladin about the Wander Sail because he's like, yeah, I wrote that story. And that may be said.
Kaladin enters Shadesmar. I got so excited about this one because I didn't think this was super likely. And then out of the blue, Zeth gets sucked into Shadesmar out of nowhere. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, Kaladin's got to go in after him and save him. And Zeth makes it back out of Shadesmar without Kaladin even waking up. Kaladin is like asleep under a bush the whole time Zeth goes to Shadesmar and battles Posen or whoever. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kaladin went to Shadesmar at all.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're trying to argue the Herald thing at the end when he goes to, he separates his, I mean, he goes to Braze.
Body goes to Braze and his mind goes to Alaswa.
Right.
Which probably is far more likely to be the spiritual realm, I think.
Right. So, yeah, that's a no.
I think no. El the Fused has a hemallergic spike. This one is interesting. I think the answer is no. We get some reveals that the guy is like half metal.
Yeah.
He's got metal infused in all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a hemallergic spike?
I think the answer to the question on your box is no, but I think the answer is actually yes. We just don't have it confirmed.
Possible.
I would 100% believe that he's hemallergy all over the place.
Yeah.
We just weren't told that at all.
That was going to be my thought on this as well, is it possible? Certainly possible. Yes.
Now,
is it confirmed? Was it confirmed in this book? No, it was not.
I agree. Now, if I had changed the name on this box to say Moash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd have been there.
That's one. You're so right.
Anyway. I'm doing so far. Okay. Next line, six different heralds have dialogue. We actually checked that off fairly early in the book, so we hit a lot of heralds. Someone says Honor's not dead. That was another kind of gimme that happened middle of the book. I think Adolin said that. Here, I think, might be my biggest debate about to happen, and I think I have to make a case for you guys. Next one in my line here is, we will see Risen's Dawn Shard in use. In use. Okay, so we get a big scene where Risen and Hoid accidentally walk in the same room and their Dawn Shards go haywire. Is that Risen Dawn Shard in use? I mean, it definitely is, right? Like, no question. It just is. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I might be a softie on this one.
It's the most we've seen out of it so far.
I actually think we should give this to you, because to ask more of in use would have been quite a bit. And I mean, it's certainly acted. So I think you have to give it to you.
Yeah, I feel 50-50 on this one. I'm down to give it to you. I keep going back to, no, she did not use it, but she was in a room where it reacted. In
yeah.
An environment where it was reacting with the other Dawn Shard. But was she using it? No, she was not. But I have no problem with you marking it off. I think it's as close as we could have really gotten to this happening, so I'm cool with it.
That's where my brain ended to try and make that case. It's not quite what I envisioned when I initially put this here, but thinking back on it, it's probably as much as we were going to get is the case I was going to make.
Yeah, that's what I would say too.
All right, I'm marking it. Taking it and running. Okay, this next one, I honestly don't think I know the answer to this. I'm going to have to think through it, and you guys are going to have to help me. More than three previously named Windrunners die.
Previously, as in previously named, as in named before Wind and Truth, right?
Named was before the page they die on was the rule. So,
oh, okay, gotcha.
It's, well, all that means is, hey, these Windrunners died, and we get their names, but they needed to be named before
they died.
That statement.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's very helpful.
I think the answer to this is two.
I was taking a little bit of notes as I went, but as we got busy in the Standard Lanch, I didn't take notes. I noted down two, and the two were Layton is the obvious one.
Uh-huh.
Sigzil had a squire.
Correct.
And I didn't write down the name, but the name was given.
Those are the two that just came to my mind.
Did we lose any other Windrunners?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
And I can't not even do anything die. Like...
Right. We did lose a Windrunner in Sigzil. Like, he's no longer a Windrunner, but he did not die.
Right, it specifically says die.
Yeah.
And even, I don't think I could even stretch it to, like, Yezrian, because he was, like, dead before this book, even.
Well, no, because Yezrian gets his final death in this book.
Is that... Oh, no, it is in this book.
Because we talked about that in our last bingo episode, is that something about Harold's dying. But I think you actually could count that.
But it's still not more than three. That's just three.
You did the did the Windrunner in the flashbacks that had that like romantic relationship with what's her face?
Oh,
with Bot and Amishram, did he die?
Gareth.
Did Gareth die?
Did Gareth die?
I don't think he did.
I don't think so either. If you want me to throw you a bone, technically, did Kaladin die?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I would say no.
I would also
but
say
I do
no.
think it's food for thought. If you wanted to make an argument off of it, you could probably say, Zeth woke up and found Kaladin's dead body, like body there.
Yeah,
it depends. Right, it depends on who you ask.
Right,
but is Kaladin dead? No, he's not dead. He's a herald, and we're gonna see him for books to come. I anticipate.
Now,
I think you're solidly at like 2.5 here, and you're not gonna push it over 4.
I know, right? We're not even gonna make it. And the more I think about it, too, Yezrian's a little bit of a long shot too, actually, because it specifically said that Nael is the only one that's part of his order.
Yeah, right. Like, I still would have been charitable about Yezrian, but
yeah.
Unless someone brings up a name, Forests.
If people come back and name some Windrunners we forgot, it's possible we're going to forget people throughout this episode. I say no. I don't think this has not been met.
It is close.
If you want to talk about the Windrunner Honor Bearer, no, there wasn't one. Never mind.
No, there wasn't.
Moash has the blade. Never mind.
Right.
I was going to try to give you an extra one there, but nope.
Yeah, I'm trying to fight to get there, but I think it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to talk about what counts as death here again in a second. But
right.
My next one is indisputable. Hoid leaves Roshar, not in a flashback.
That
going.
So that one I actually thought was one of your least likely on your board, and that one was 100% correct. That one is crazy.
I agree. That was one I did not expect to come true.
Very clear. Okay, my next one is the death discussion again. So I have more than one herald dies. And I, in my notes, marked this off a while ago as complete because we have a pretty epic scene with Talm and Ash where they go up against a whole army of fused, take them out single-handedly, and they die at the end of it. But now we're back to the whole what counts as death.
Yeah, so I think you actually don't get this because all of our heralds except Yezrian are on Alaswa at the end of the book.
Yes. And but so, you're going to rob Talm of that epic death scene?
Did Kaladin die at the end of the book?
I was going to say, it's the same question. Is right. Kaladin dead at the end of the book? No, he's not dead.
Right.
It's a bit complicated with our heralds. I feel like if we ever did this again, we need to be a little more specific on what kind of death we're talking about.
No, this one, I think
you could say Jezrian is dead. Because right. You'd be just Jezrian is not more dead. Like they're all dead, but he's more dead. Like, no, he's dead. The others are still alive. It's complicated when they die and come back, but they're not dead. So
the argument I would make here is Dalinar is dead at the end of the book. Kaladin is not. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this square does not get checked off.
I'm desperately trying to grasp for more arguments to try and make here, but I don't know if I can. All right. Fine. Almost. Half a point. Yeah, not even. Okay. This next one, I was shocked you guys didn't pick it because clearly it had to be obvious.
Nope. But this one was a bait.
It wasn't it? So the entry, if you're not watching this, which by the way, you should, because if you're not watching this, this probably doesn't make a lot of sense. We've got our screen up with our bingo card here. Someone publishes a book. So we have a book that's talked about and read from. Well, it's not even really talked about. It's just read from Knights of Wind and Truth. But I do feel like the intent of this is we did need to see someone at least talk about publishing a book.
Or write it or something. Like they needed to sit down to write it.
I don't know if that happened.
We didn't even meet the authors.
I was going to say we read from a book, but a book was not published here.
Right.
Right. I'm going to go like, somebody out there help me with this because I thought I was safe picking this. One, because Knights of Wind and Truth was going to have to be a thing. It'd be so easy to see anyone anywhere in 1,300 pages there to be someone publishes a book. So somebody out there, go find that obscure note that's going to win me this slot. I don't know if I can remember any.
Someone's going to bring up the Irialli interlude where the mother's like writing in her journal about leaving Roshar or something.
Is she actually? There's got to be something. There's got to be something. Somebody save me here. Somebody go find something where someone published a book. In the meantime, I don't think I have proof for you, so I don't think I'm checking it off. My next one, though, is definite. Someone enters a chasm on the Shattered Plains. Venli and crew did this very obviously. My next one I thought was cheeky. I thought I might win with a shocker of Shallan is the only Radiant to reach the fifth ideal. It's quite specific, and I was going to have the biggest bragging rights if I won with this, and I very clearly did not.
Nope. Close. I don't think Shallan made the fifth ideal even.
I don't. It's Shallan, right? So I don't know if we can say definitively. Right. No, but
nobody knows.
I don't think so.
I think she hits fourth at like chapter like 12 of the book and then doesn't proceed past that.
But two others go fifth ideal. Anyway, true. My next one is pretty satisfying. Honor is held in full by a vessel.
Just yeah,
not one, but two.
If Dalinar hadn't held it in full, I would have argued to the moon and back that Taravangian is not holding honor in full, because it specifically says a couple little parts flew off over that direction. That's weird.
Yeah, we would have had a very long debate, but thankfully we don't need to, because Dalinar held it in full first.
I was going to say, we're Loki dodging a bullet there. So
got it. My next one, I felt fairly confident about this, a new Shallan persona. I don't think we saw that.
Nope.
Okay, and this next one was 100% guaranteed. I was 100% confident this spot was getting filled in, and it did not. The spot is Zeth will die. He did not.
I also thought this one was a freebie for you when you got it.
Anyway. Next one, Adolin becomes a third bondsmith. This was another kind of cheeky one that did not happen. No Adolin of any radiant kind. He is unoathed.
Yeah, he's quite deliberately unoathed.
All right. And then we do save an interesting one for last. Kaladin and Syl are not bonded at the end of the book. This one is interesting. We don't get a debonding scene where we do get that in a bunch of other instances, or Spren getting killed or things like that. But as Kaladin goes through the process of becoming a herald, are they bonded at the end of the book? Do we know?
I have two things to say to this. One is, personally, I think they are still bonded. Second, if they are not bonded, this is the same logic I think that would apply about L having a hemolytic spike or not. It is possible that they are not bonded. Do we know that? Did we learn that in this book? No, I don't think we did.
So I would make the argument of Nail, way back when, is both Herald Skybreaker and Fifth Ideal Skybreaker. He has both his Honor Blade and his Shard Blade. I assume the same thing is happening here with Kaladin. We never explicitly got that they're not bonded, or they have debonded in order to achieve Heraldness, and we have previous examples of both are possible at the same time.
Yeah.
So therefore, I would argue that Kaladin and Syl are still bonded as far as we know.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think I can argue with that. It's possible they're not, but I don't really have any proof to present that they are unbonded. So after a really strong start at like halfway through the book, I think I was leading you guys pretty comfortably. I had a very poor showing in the second half of the book and not too thrilled, actually, with my final result here. I have 4 in a row.
I feel much better about my chances now.
I don't have a bingo.
You have two fours. You have two fours in a row. And some tiebreakers in here. Okay, so we'll do mine next. Let me go to me. Okay. I will start here. You guys, let me... Elliot, can you highlight these for me as we go? Because I don't know the correct color. And I don't have a drop down for me myself. Okay, Cultivation is the mastermind behind the plot. You guys gave this to me quite early on as Cultivation became a major role in the book. If you guys wanted to be mean, I think you actually could argue against this one. But Cultivation was enough of a player that you guys gave this to me pretty early. So there you go.
I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's done.
Anti-light is used to kill someone we know. Yeah, Leighton's Spren.
And Braze. No, Mraes.
Mraes. That's what I was thinking of, actually, was Mraes, right?
Mraes, yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Should I come back to this?
No.
We should not be helping him. We should not be helping him.
A sport is mentioned or created. So this comes back to the chess question. We've had this debate before.
Ah, yes.
Does towers count as a sport?
It's not.
No. Is a game. Is a competitive game. It can be played at the elitist level, at the highest level.
Yes, chess is recognized as a sport by organizations like the International Olympic Committee and the International Chess Federation.
Have you ever watched chess at the Olympics, Trevor?
No.
Okay. It's not a sport. I'm sorry. I'll be nice to you on lots of these, Trevor, but towers.
Have you ever watched Quidditch at the Olympics? Is Quidditch a sport?
That's a sport.
So what's the point of your question?
It's a physical sport.
Uh-huh. Doesn't have to be at the Olympics to be a sport.
What's the difference between a sport and an e-sport, Trevor? Why are e-sports not sports?
E-sports
are
sports.
Why is there a separate category? It's an e-sport.
It's an electronic sport. That's what it means. It's
yes,
a sport.
The electronic part. This is a table sport.
Tabletop sport. It's a T-sport.
Okay, great. Sport. I will take that. A sport has been mentioned or created.
No,
not a tabletop sport.
It doesn't say T-sport.
T-sport. T-sport.
All right, we can move on. Elliot has the control on highlighting.
I am fully confident.
So we can move on.
It's fine. We can move on. I'm fully confident that the comment section has me backed on this, that chess is a sport, therefore towers is a sport.
No.
Okay. The fourth bridge is used in a battle. So I thought this was a gimme. I thought there'd be some archers sitting on top of the fourth bridge. Unless I'm mistaken, this fourth bridge was not mentioned at all, ever.
I think
you're right. I don't think it even gets a cameo.
Nobody thought about it as like a...
Yeah, literally didn't even exist in the cognitive realm in this book.
For those who don't remember, the fourth bridge is like this massive transport ship in Rhythm of War. And it's like this, oh, this is super cool science technology stuff. And that's what kind of what Rhythm of War is about. I assumed, you know, it'd make a cameo in maybe the Shattered Planes fight or something. No, absolutely not. Rock speaks dialogue. I believe Rock, name was like even mentioned twice, maybe, of Kaladin thinking of him, but absolutely nowhere close to him speaking dialogue. Pure Lake Fisher mentioned. I have that marked off. I don't remember this happening, but I assume it did since I've marked it off.
I think it's in that interlude you already mentioned where they go, oh, if you just have some Pure Lake Fish around, you'd be fine.
What interlude?
The Uriali one.
Oh, okay. An ether is on Roshar. This is not confirmed. However, I have another ether box later, which we'll come back to, but this one is a no. Cultivation kills something. So this one we marked off right after she attacks Carbronth and like takes out some of Teravangian's guards and stuff with her guards. And we equated that to cultivation has made an aggressive move. So that one is checked off. I just read the next one. Here we go. Shallan is confirmed as pregnant. The last chapter of the book comes in to save my skin on this one.
Ding, ding.
Shallan was confirmed as pregnant. You really have to be a stickler to not give me that one.
It's a sneaky confirm. The word pregnant is not in the book. I think we could try to be mean to you on this, but there's like six references to it. So
it's so clearly written. Yeah. It'd be about like Trevor trying to say, no, that's not auxiliary. They just used the word auxiliary there. Like, okay, sure, you can think that, but no.
It's just 1, 2, 1, 2, 4 spells aux, but that doesn't mean that he's auxiliary.
Yeah. Okay, Shallan is confirmed as pregnant for sure.
All right, but in the last few chapters, this one was stripped from me. All three shards remain on Roshar. Could not be more explicit that this one is incorrect.
Yeah.
Cultivation has fled.
Yeah, sorry about that one.
Sabariel and Polona marry. off screen, of course. Thanks, Brandon. But yes, this one is confirmed. They have a little wedding band on their arms as Dalinar goes up to do the contest. The sibling where the Stormfather dies. Yeah, I didn't have much faith in this one, but yeah, the Stormfather gets zapped quite literally as the first action as Retribution. He turns around and zaps the Stormfather for no reason.
I'm going to mark it with maybe a slightest of quibbles of back to the whole define dying kind of thing of, yes, the Stormfather does get evaporated. Have we seen, especially Spren, come back from things like that? Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what you think, Paul, but I think the intent of this was probably met. It was pretty clear and stark. The Stormfather got obliterated.
This is a thumbs up from me. Yep, the Stormfather dies in my book.
Ishik gets married or is confirmed married. Rest in peace, Ishik, maybe in the back five. Zeth wields two different honor blades. Okay, I'm going to need help with this one. Did this happen?
Well, I mean, he carries a sack of a bunch of them on his back.
Sure. Does he ever
from wielding? And I'm questioning about this. I think this would your interpretation would be.
I think my strongest argument would be in flashbacks, actually. Because he trains with them.
Yeah, my question is wielding two different honor blades at one time.
It's explicitly not that. We talked about it when I took this. It's two different honor blades, period.
Okay.
They do a lot of talking about him training with them all. I'm trying to think about how many times we actually saw him.
Right.
My gut is saying this needs a fact check, but
yeah.
My gut is saying we did see this. That there's a lot of those Zeth flashbacks where he's training and going through various things. He definitely wields one.
Right.
He references wielding many of them. And at least wields one.
He certainly wields one because he has one when he starts his revolution. And he uses it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The question is, did we ever see on screen him use another one before that?
Which one is that? Is that the...
It's the one he gets exiled with, the Windrunner.
It is the Windrunner.
Windrunner one. Yeah. Windrunner. And that my question was, did he use this? No, the Skybreaker one Nail still has, doesn't he? Does Nail still have the Skybreaker?
Yes, he has the Skybreaker one.
Okay.
I don't know.
My gut actually says no, and we're gonna need to have it proven that it's a yes.
I think
you're right. You could put the asterisk at the end or something like that. Yeah, that looks good. We'll go do some homework and come back. I think it's a no, frankly, mm-hmm. unless you count the mention of him having used them before, but we didn't see him.
No. I got it. He uses the Elskaller blade to get back out of Shadesmar after he gets thrown in.
Oh.
Okay.
He absolutely does do that.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. Yep.
Forgot about that.
Yep. Good call.
All right. There we go.
Okay. Whew. We're looking pretty good here. Sigsel ends the book in Shadesmar or Offworld. Cha-ching. Thanks, Ox.
Oddly specific there. You cheated on that one somehow. I don't know how, but...
Three or more Colins die.
No. Yeah, you should know. This is a Brandon Sanderson book.
One
Colin dies.
One Colin dies.
Right.
Yeah. Almost two, but he saves Gavinor.
Yep, I would say almost two.
And maybe almost three, but Adolin lives. Okay, so that absolutely could have come true, but not quite. Okay, Paul, you talked about this one.
Yes, this one happened.
It is currently snowing.
What?
The one time in all of the Stormlight Archive Dalinar gets killed by blunt force snow.
There's a line. There's a quick tidbit line that it says in that Contest of Champions like segment that it says, like, the quote is like that the snow was biting Dalinar's skin.
As Dalinar is dying and covering Gavinor to save him, it is snow that is hitting Dalinar, and he dies by snow.
Yeah, it literally talks. It's literally like a four words or something like that in there that says, like, and the snow was biting Dalinar's skin or something along those lines. And I remember here, I didn't catch that until my second read through, and I was like, oh boy, Trevor's going to write that down, quotes, and I like everything. I
absolutely saw it.
Yeah.
Elliot's so going to go check the notes. That,
and I was
am checking. I want proof. I'm not saying I don't believe you. You might have to continue on.
In the very final moment, Trevor, I thought this one was hopeless for a long time.
Me too. I was it just doesn't snow on Roshar, and Odium took care of that for me.
Yeah, I finished the book and thought this hadn't happened, and it was when I was rereading those final chapters that I spotted it.
All right. As Elliot keeps looking, a listener rides a chasm fiend. Absolutely did happen, finally. They kept teasing it and teasing it, and I finally got it on page. Silverlight is mentioned more than once. I remember this, getting excited about this, because I think it was mentioned once when Hoyd uses his bone phone in the meeting at the beginning of the book. I don't think it was mentioned more than once.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think this one happened. This might need a fact check. You could do some homework and see. Maybe someone in the comments will let us know. I don't think we see Silverlight more than once.
I think it's a no, but I'm happy to be corrected if that is not the case.
That's fair.
Okay. An ether is described and used. So the word "and" actually hosed me on this one, because Moraes mentions a ether to Shallan, but he absolutely doesn't have it. He just mentions it, that they exist. So that did not happen. A Spren unbonds a Radiant. No, unless I'm not remembering something.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been heading this direction a few times.
Well, no, hold on. Wait about, what about 1-2-1? What about Nail? Does the Spren leave him?
Does Nail's Spren leave him?
Yes. Nail,
I don't think so.
No,
1-2-4 is a no, because Zeth specifically breaks that bond.
No, 1-2-1. Does Nail's Spren leave Nail? I think the answer is yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because
I don't remember.
He comes back and like ridicules 1-2-1-2-4 of like, you put yourself in the hands of your Radiant. That was a big mistake. I let mine go because he's a weakling. It's when the auxiliary line is used.
Another thing to kind of, if I'm being mean, throwing a wrench at you, I guess it does technically count that Nail would be a Radiant, right? I was going to make the argument of him being a Herald, losing a bond to his friend. Is he actually a Radiant? But he's like the one Herald who is like a member of his Radiant Order. So,
right.
I don't know on this one, to be honest.
Gonna need a fact check on this one too.
We do. I'm going to go back to using my questionable color.
Do it on the Silverlight one as well.
That one I'm fairly confident it's not twice. Someone with the ebook out there needs to do a Control F for us.
Yes.
Word search.
All right. Finishing up my board. Tef speaks dialogue. Unfortunately, did not happen. A fourth shard or vessel appears in an epilogue. Can I try to argue for valor?
The entire epilogue is just Hoyd at a job interview.
Right, but he talks to himself about going to find valor.
He says the name.
Did the shard appear? Is that appearing?
The shard appeared on page.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you have this one. I'm sorry, bud.
Yeah. Why couldn't Harmony like walk in and talk to Hoyt? And
that's fair. Yeah.
You're in the epilogue. More than five unmade are shown. I have no idea about this one. I assume that's a yes, but I couldn't tell you.
We see what? We see Ray Shafir. We see
We do?
Yeah, don't we?
You mean Janot?
Yes.
Mishram, Janot.
No, wait. Was Janot the one who talked to Shallan earlier in the book?
Yes, okay, Janot's the dialogue lady. Janot.
Oh, we see
Yelignar shows up for like a page.
Yep. They talk about another one, don't they? It's the portal one. They use one as a portal.
Oh, yeah, the Elskaller one. So that's four. And then we get a bait and switch in Shinovar, so we don't actually have an unmade.
There's one that does not show up anywhere in all five books. Now, I say that and someone's going to go back and point out like the super secret spot where it is, but more than that,
we didn't get the Heart of the Revel. We didn't get
there's only nine.
The Thrill. I think it's a no. More than five. I think it says a no.
Yeah. I can only think of four.
Yeah.
Unmade didn't have that crazy big of a part aside from Bayadur Mishram.
Okay. That puts me at 1-4 in a row. Right? Unless we're counting my row here of four with a broken one.
I've been just counting spaces because no one's going to have a bingo.
Okay.
I don't remember what you said about fours and rows and stuff like that. I've just been counting how many spaces are correct.
This is, you could argue four in a row, but okay. So yeah, we'll come back to that and then figure out who won later. Paul.
Yes. I think I know the color, so I think I can update him as we go. I'll let Elliot do it. He's been consistent with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Starting off with a crazy one.
Yeah. Okay,
Roshar. Roshar is destroyed. It's the first spot on my board. Some of these are marked. Some haven't been marked yet. We'll go through them all, obviously.
The chapter header arches are very destroyed, but not quite Roshar.
If Roshar had been fundamentally altered, I'd have given this to you.
Like having no high storms or stormlight?
Right. Not like the Everstorm being ever stormy. That would count for me. But destroyed is a no. I can't.
Parts of Roshar were destroyed.
Right.
But not entirely. Okay. I get you. This one, I think, is my heartbreaker.
Oh, no.
This next one says more than 2 5th ideals are sworn.
Oh, man.
We have a 5th ideal with Kaladin. We have a 5th ideal with Zeth. And I want to try and say, Dalinar low-key accidentally set his 5th ideal somewhere, and Shallan is definitely a 5th ideal Radiant, but I don't think we actually see it.
Your best bet is trying to argue Shallan, and even Shallan doesn't know it yet, which has happened in the past, but
I will ask for the provision that if we open years from now, if we open book 6 and it is said that Shallan had become a 5th ideal back in the past, then we're going to come dig this up and we're going to mark it. Okay.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
All right. Next one over is Taravangian loses Odium. He does not lose Odium. That's okay. By my first row was definitely my worst. So a character we know is revealed to be a Chondra. That doesn't happen. And
unless you want to argue for Ulam.
Well, he's he's not revealed to be a Chondra. I'll argue against myself on that one.
We see a Chondra on screen, but
that would have made it.
Right.
Yeah. And the one that I actually really low-key thought was going to happen, akin to Trevor's snowing one he was really confident in, it was, we will see the weeping. I don't think we saw the weeping in this book.
Unless you want to count the Knight of Sorrows.
Maybe so.
The high storms didn't even really feature. Like they were there.
It was 10 days. We saw one high storm.
True.
Yeah. Very true. Not at all. Okay. Knights. Going on to my next line here. Knights, shades, or rusts is used as an expletive. I know I marked this off because it happened in like an interlude. Maybe
this is our one of our Irialli interlude. I believe Damu uses the term rust.
I think you're right. He uses rust. I just remember listening and being super excited whenever I hear it and rushing to mark my box. So there it is. Next, we have Xyle and Azure exchange dialogue. Trevor was all in on Aethers. I was all in on Warbreaker connections.
That's not happening. Azure is missing in action.
Yep. The next one, though, is a freebie, thankfully. Kaladin says the fifth ideal. No arguing that.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Pattern Dies. That did not happen. Mine are less arguable thus far. We have a massive anti-light fueled explosion. I remember someone was really kind in our comments and was pointing this out when we missed it in an episode, I believe. But I think there have been a couple times that this has happened throughout the book.
Yeah, the perpendicularity exploding behind them as they go into the spiritual realm absolutely feel like that was checked off.
Okay. Next line here. Adolin becomes a Knight Radiant. Nope. He for all intents and purposes, he's practically like the power of a Knight Radiant, but no, he did not become a Knight Radiant. Next is Adolin Alcium is mentioned more than 7 times.
This absolutely happened.
It certainly happened. I couldn't tell you where. It happened. Someone can ebook it and let me know what the final tally was, but I think it was certainly mentioned. Okay, we learn what shattered the planes. We did learn this in a Venli chapter, right?
We learned it in the flashback honor stuff. Honor and Odium clash, and that shatters the planes.
Okay. I think we got one there. All right. Once again, on the Warbreaker train, we have Vasher and Nightblood exchange 2 lines of dialogue.
Nope.
We did not. I was hopeful we had some Vasher in this book, but never got in the same room. So, okay. Moving on. We meet all of the Living Heralds.
We debated this one a lot. This was
previously marked. We can just move on.
I'm happy to give you this one. I think you won the case before, but there was a lengthy debate over what meeting meant. And when people were in the spiritual realm, in the body of a herald, did that count as meeting?
Yeah. I think the scene at the end where they're all standing in the same circle in various states of aliveness,
true,
that counts. Like they all showed up and we said hi to all of them all.
That's a little bonus,
I think you get it.
I don't remember who, but I do know that somebody was very upset that we gave this to me back when the episode aired. I remember reading some comment about how dare we give that one. Anyways, moving forward, Adolin dies. That did not happen. I was something big needed to happen with Adolin. I would like to argue that Adolin should be dead. I think he absolutely should be a goner in this book, but he's not dead. So the square remains unmarked.
He got the appropriate amount of plot armor because he needed to talk to Dalinar and then Dalinar.
And then didn't. And so he needed the plot armor for that scene to live, I guess. And then, there we go. Okay, moving on. We meet Chris. We do not meet Chris in this book.
Nope.
Sadly. We will visit either Braze or Ashen or both. And we seem to do this as we see our heralds and other visions in the spiritual realm and other scenes. So there's one. Cell is mentioned. I remember putting an asterisk here because some things were mentioned. This is one I'm not certain on.
I don't believe Cell was mentioned by name.
Not by name.
I mean, it was certainly mentioned that other shards have died, and that's talking about Cell, but it was not mentioned by name.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
I mean, I think it got really close. I mean, think about some of those Honor Tanavast chapters where he's reliving all the events of things. He like yeah. talks about Odium went and destroyed them on the planet where they lived.
Yeah.
Didn't yeah. stay Cell.
This is one I would be curious to ebook control F, because I'm like, there it's possible there's one snuck in there, but I don't remember it for sure.
So. Yeah, I don't think so. I will give you this next one, though.
Okay, I was going to say, what? This is one I have an argument what? For. I definitely have an argument for this one. A third storm is summoned. First of all, okay, super bait and switch as to whether or not this was going to happen for a long time. Very opening of this book, there's these allusions that a third storm is coming. And I'm like, oh, yes, this is awesome. I have this on my bingo board. Absolutely going to happen. And then I was surprised it wasn't as big of a deal as I expected. But this third storm is tied to Bali Domishram, who is released. Therefore, the third storm is summoned.
Elliot, it quite literally in the book says, and a third storm was released, or another storm came to the planet. And then it's never mentioned again.
Right, but that's the whole thing is like, did it actually, though?
It says it did.
It says it did.
Nah.
Where'd she go? Who knows? But it says it happened.
Fine.
And also, if you're not going to give him that, I would argue the Everstorm has altered itself enough to be a third storm.
That I would definitely argue against. I don't think that's true. They call it by name, Everstorm.
No, but yes, they call it by name, but then they go on to list how many times it's changed and like what's different.
Still the Everstorm. It's just a different Everstorm. You put on a different shirt each day and you're still Trevor. At least I hope you put on a different shirt each day.
Yeah, depends on the day.
That's okay.
Anyway, I'll give it to you. You're right. There is a moment where it's like, and the new storm was there or something. Uh-huh. Like that.
So you're right. We don't like feel it that big of a deal, but it is pretty explicitly mentioned. So anyways, the next one is more than six shards are mentioned. Epigraphs count. Quick mention, okay, let's run through some. Of course, we have Honor, Cultivation, Odium.
Mm-hmm.
We have Reason. I believe we have Valor.
Yep.
Mentioned in this book. We have...
Oh, it's going to be close.
Is Autonomy mentioned in this book?
No.
Okay, Autonomy's...
Harmony is mentioned by name.
Harmony is mentioned by name.
But that's not a shard.
I was going to make an argument that... Is that not a shard of Adonalsium?
No.
That is a shard of Adonalsium, is it not?
No.
So you're also saying that Retribution is not a shard of Adonalsium?
That would be my argument, yes. I would argument that Retribution and Harmony do not count.
So if that doesn't count, then Ruin and Preservation count, because that's what Honor... that's what Harmony
is. If they're mentioned in the book, capitalized Ruin and Preservation, then yes, I would count them.
Where
crazy to me you wouldn't count Harmony, because that is still a shard of Adonalsium.
No,
it's just a new one.
No, it's a self-identified vessel, Harmony.
Okay, so if Adonalsium back in the day split into two pieces instead of 16, were those not shards of Adonalsium?
Sure.
Yeah, so 2/16ths. You know, if he split into 12 pieces instead of 16 or whatever, those are shards of Adonalsium. Harmony and Retribution are both shards of Adonalsium. They're just different than they were. You know? We're going to rebuild Adonalsium by book 10, so, like, you better get ready for these shards to come together, but they're still shards of Adonalsium.
Right. I hear your argument.
Okay.
So
Harmony should count. If not as two, then one.
So here's the problem. If Harmony counts, then Retribution also counts, and then you've double counted Honor and Odium. That's the problem.
I understand that. I was going to count Harmony as one, and then you got me on this tangent. So
I think we're arguing. We're arguing for not, and unfortunately, I'm going to prove this for you, Paul. So okay. I found the chapter where reason is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
In the same paragraph, invention, endowment.
There we go. We're done.
Preservation and ruin and ambition are all named.
Okay. All right. You.
I was about to bring up, I know that there, I remember there was some spot where like a bunch were named.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember who or what. So,
and okay. Valor further down the page.
That is an honor flashback chapter of him naming like all the other charts.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. He names like six right here.
This was one I was expecting to be a freebie when I built my board. So I'm glad that didn't fall through.
Definitely counts. And let me know now. Let me know down in the comments if you would consider Harmony a shard of Anonalsium.
So there, for fun fact for you, Trevor, I don't know if everyone agrees with this, but I think that we just have less than 16 shards of Anonalsium now because they're just combining into bigger shards. They're just different, but they're still shards of Anonalsium.
I think you may be well proven correct that as we move forward and we start combining stuff, that we're down to 10 shards instead of 16, and that you might be correct, but I would argue that ruin and preservation are the shards and harmony is not.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Moving forward, we have Esprin is passed from one radiant to another. That happens. Esprin is passed from Zeph to Sigzil.
But no. Sigzil doesn't pick him up.
Is this another auxiliary denial moment?
No, it's auxiliary, absolutely.
They're not bonded.
Had we not read the other one, we don't know they end up bonding.
But what is he if he's not been passed to Sigzil?
An unbonded spread. He's going to go find his self.
Yeah, but is he not still connected in a way, capital C, connected to Sigzil? No. You don't think at all?
I mean, he will be in about a month. But he's not at the end of the book.
So when Sylph first appears to Kaladin, they weren't in some way capital C connected, even like a little bit? They weren't connected at all. Not in the slightest.
The only reason why she goes to Kaladin is because the wind knew Kaladin.
Even if they are connected a little bit, which I would probably think they are, like Syl and Kaladin. I read this pretty clearly as Esprin is passed. We're talking about the Radiant Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think Sigzil and Auxiliary do not have by the end of this book. We're not talking about friendship. We're talking about bond. Right?
Hoyd explicitly says, I'm giving you this Dawn Shard, and it's great because you're not a Knight Radiant, and if you were, that'd be a big problem. And then in Sunlit Man, they're like, yep, turns out it was a big problem, and Auxiliary almost died when we bonded. That hasn't happened yet.
I see. Okay, well, we can remove this one. I understand. I thought that was a freebie. I was like, oh, absolutely, it's passed over.
Nope.
Okay. Next step. A silly one. Dalinar's butt is mentioned. Unfortunately, Dalinar's butt is not mentioned in this book, to my knowledge.
No storm wagon or whatever it's referred to as.
No, is there not? There's some sort of lift line while Dalinar and Navani are hanging out in the spiritual realm, and she's pretending to be Navani. And there's some line about Dalinar, but I don't remember what it is. She has some cheeky mention about like Dalinar's physique or something as she's pretending to be Navani.
I remember some cheeky like Navani physique mentions from Lift.
Same chapter.
I don't remember a Dalinar one. It could be there. I don't recall it though.
I don't think it is. I remember I was definitely listening for this, funny enough, to see if it happens, and I don't think it does. So this is one I grabbed for the lulls back when we built the boards. So there we go. Thankfully, last one I do get to end on a win here. That Tanavast has a point of view chapter or interlude. So
most definitely.
Definitely got that one.
Okay. So backing up a little bit. Paul lost.
Sad.
But the question is who won?
I think it's not me. My board is fairly... I do have four in a row. My only claim here is I've got four in a row.
You have two fours in a row.
I guess I do, yeah.
And I have one with a blank in this row here.
If you are only counting number of correct spaces, Elliot has 9 correct spaces marked. I have 10 correct spaces marked, and Trevor has 11 correct spaces marked. That's my metric for this.
Okay.
If you got a bingo and that was your only five or something, like I'd count a bingo, but like close to a bingo, I mean, it's just kind of luck on that. So
that's even without Trevor's maybes. Like Trevor's score could go with his two maybes. So I think the crown is unfortunately passed to our resident Cosmere expert, Trevor.
As it should be. Did you find the snowing line, by the way?
No, I did not, which means it clearly doesn't exist. So I'm taking that away from you.
Yeah, I take back everything I said about that. Yeah. Definitely. Trevor's just making this up and he can't prove it.
I believe you guys that it's in there. I did not find it, but I was trying to multitask here.
I mean, it's certainly in the audiobook. I don't know if it made the print.
Oh, Ruin been busy again?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will gladly accept this crown, even though I had no confidence in my board here.
Yeah, I frankly thought this was going to be a battle between me and Elliot, because whenever we first built it, I remember thinking Trevor's was rubbish. So there we go.
Rubbish. Yeah, I wouldn't go as far to say rubbish. I just didn't have the pole positioned. Okay. Anything else?
I'll just say that I can't believe none of us got a bingo. I thought for sure at least somebody, I thought by three quarters of the way through the book, someone was going to be getting at least one bingo.
Set these up where we couldn't put likely ones to happen on like prime spaces. I did not think any of us were getting a bingo. I was the opposite. I thought nobody was going to get a bingo.
If somebody comes back and... I will tentatively take this crown. I am not convinced that this square does not happen. I think there's an argument that this square happens. More than three previously named Windrunners die. I'm not convinced about this one.
We could do some homework.
And if that's the case, not only does that get you to 11, that's...
10.
That
would be 5. 10.
Yeah. So tied with Paul, but that gets you a full bingo.
Yeah.
In which case you definitely win. So let us know if Elliot wins or not. Is there anything like super close on Paul's board?
Not to a bingo.
There's these two.
I thought the Spren one was gonna be one.
Yeah.
And also if you would count Roshar as being destroyed, which it largely is destroyed, then I'm one off there, but I'm never getting Adolin becoming a Knight Radiant, so
right. I think these two are your closest. I think.
There's no chance.
You could try to argue.
What was mentioned, but I'll go look. I'll go look for his butt.
Sounds good.
And back when we did do this, we did post our template out there for everybody. So if you guys out there did your own version of these bingos, come jump in the Discord and share your results of how many of you got off your list that you selected, whether it was a homebrew list that you picked from or from our list that we brainstormed together, then let us know how you guys fared.
Yeah, absolutely. Send it along, and we're going to pick it to shreds and strip any right. ones that we don't think were.
Well,
fitting.
Did that happen really? You know.
Yeah, no, you're just imagining that. That didn't happen.
I will say Elliot's is the most definitive board that, like, it either definitely happened or it definitely did not.
Yeah. I thought I was going to get a lot more.
Okay. Thanks for joining me, Paul and Elliot. We will reconvene with more Wind and Truth next week.
Bingo.
See ya.